Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Unwarranted Policing Without Permission by Barry Friedman. Narrated by Sean Pratt. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place oblige it to control itself. James Madison, The Federalist Papers, number 51. Preface. I resolved to write a book about policing after September 11, 2001. I live in Lower Manhattan, not far from where the Twin Towers stood. I spent that day on the streets of New York, rushing to the hospital to give blood, only to learn none was needed. Searching for my future father-in-law, who had been on business near the World Trade Center site, but fortunately made his way to his daughter's place in Greenwich Village. And watching those awful and surreal events, as did so many, in a state of shock and dismay. On that day, and those that followed, I joined groups standing along the West Side Highway, choked up, offering whatever moral support we could to our early and continuing responders. They were and remain our heroes. And yet in the weeks after 9/11, something I was hearing troubled me no end. People would say we needed to relinquish our liberties in order to give the government more leeway to protect us. Even Supreme Court justices were saying it. On September 29th, 2001, while the acrid and unforgettable smell of destruction still hung in the air around us, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor came to New York University School of Law, where I teach, for the groundbreaking of Furman Hall. "We're likely to experience more restriction on our personal freedom than has ever been the case."